This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Heidi and John joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Heidi, tell us about Missy's Closet. This is a free prom dress situation for teens that is happening right now.
Yes. Yeah, so, we are located in Manchester, New Hampshire. We give out free prom dresses. They actually come in and they get a free prom dress and a free short dress. Last year, we gave over 900 away, and girls traveled as far as Rhode Island, Augusta, Maine, Vermont, all over Massachusetts, all over New Hampshire. So it's not just to New Hampshire teenagers. It's open to anyone.
And John, tell us what the inspiration for this was.
Originally, it started as a 5K race, Missy's Hope, and it carried on into Missy's Closet, what we do now. And it was to give hope to people who survived domestic violence in memory of my daughter, Melissa.
And what's it like to see these young women come in that maybe wouldn't be able to afford a dress, or not a dress as lovely as the ones that you're able to provide, when they try them on and they find their dress? What's that like?
Well, I think 99.9% of the girls find a dress or something there, and it gives them a little bit of hope. And for us, we see them coming in. Sometimes they're stressed, sometimes they're happy, but all of them leave with a big smile on their face. And that's all our volunteers as well love to see this. They all believe in it, and we have no trouble getting volunteers because they all believe in it.
John, can you just talk about what it means to you as a dad to keep your daughter's memory kind of at the forefront and alive by doing this?
Well, it's not always easy, but it's just a great way to remember her. And we just want everybody to realize that we recognize all people who suffer from domestic violence and survivors as well. So at least her memory carries on into the spirit for everybody else.
And it's a lot of work, too. Kennedy and I did something like this 20 years ago. And Kennedy, do you remember?
Do I remember?
Like, yeah. How hard, like, getting in all the dresses.
I lived there.
Yes. You got to make sure all the dresses are in the right places, all the right colors, all the right designs. And then, like you said, the smiles that you're seeing on these young ladies' faces, Heidi, it's got to feel really good to know that you're giving back this way.
Yeah, so we actually store everything at our house year-round. We actually collect prom dresses, and we added suits this year, too, so we do have suits for the guys. But year-round, we receive donations. Last year, we went to beach vacation, and we came home. There were 20 prom dresses on the porch. But we have a 3-car garage, and 2 bays of that garage are occupied year-round with prom dresses and the racks and the mannequins and all the other things that we need.
So I know there's a few ways people can get involved. You have an Amazon wish list if people want to donate dresses. And then you guys are, can you tell people where you are and the opening hours if they want to come by?
Yeah, so we do have an Amazon wish list because not only do we give them dresses, they get free makeup, free jewelry, purses,
wow,
shoes, etc. We even have a lady that does alterations for those that need to. So we do have an Amazon wish list. And actually, one of the things on the wish list that might seem weird is we have snacks, because we provide snacks for the girls while they're shopping and for the volunteers. So last week we had the Boys and Girls Club come. They brought a bus. They flew through our snacks. So that's an unusual thing on our wish list that people might say, why do they want chips, you know?
Right.
But we're open Fridays. We're open 4 to 7. Saturdays and Sundays, we're open 10 to 3. We're at 68 March Ave in Manchester, which is the TJ Maxx Plaza.
What a cool thing you're doing.
And we hope to give away 1,000 dresses this year.
That's unbelievable. All right, so if you want to find out about Missy's Closet, their annual event as far as free prom dresses for teens, or you want to donate, drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we'll text you back a direct link to how you can get involved and when the store is going to be open, too. So again, text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. And Heidi and John, and of course Missy, too, we think about her. You are all now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Just really cool work they're doing. And if you've got something like that that you want to share in the Good Vibe Tribe, we'd love to hear about it. You can call or text here in the studio again, 617-655-1234. Could be an organization that you're working with or just something going on in your personal life that'll put a smile on our face. Again, we'd love to have you be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe at 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Matt from Southborough.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Matt, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Matt, we've got 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now out of the studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Question number 1. Joe Gatto from this prank TV show has been accused of sexual assault by one woman and sexual harassment by another. Gatto denied the assault claim but admitted to using poor judgment. Can you name the show that he's from?
Impractical Jokers.
Which fantasy drama series ended in 2019 with one of the most divisive finales of all time?
Game of Thrones.
Question number 3. This actress says she gets more action from The White Lotus than she did from American Pie. She says, and I quote, "People were really sad about Tanya falling off of a boat. Cute guys come up to me all the time. Who is she?"
I would say Jennifer Coolidge.
Question number 4. Which female rapper released the album Invasion of Privacy?
I would guess Missy Elliott, if anything.
Yeah. All right, and question number 5. Severance has been renewed for a 3rd season. Who is its lead actor?
Oh, God. I can picture his face in my... I don't know. Jeremy something is what my guess is.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Hello.
Hello. Matt is heading to the commuter rail in Boston for work. He is a full-time archivist. T's and P's riding the commuter rail this morning.
The commuter rail's not bad.
They work on software, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Just a big article in the paper today about the T being the worst T in all of the United States by like double.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
All right, Kennedy. Matt got 3 out of 5 right.
Well done, my friend.
Oh, awesome.
These are tough. You ready, Kennedy?
I am.
Joe Gatto from this prank TV show has been accused of sexual assault by one woman and sexual harassment by another. Gatto denied the assault, but admitted to using poor judgment. Named the show that he was on.
That is the most jacked up statement I've ever heard. Impractical Jokers?
Tied at one.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not guilty, but I'm kind of guilty.
But I probably shouldn't have done it.
Which fantasy drama series ended in 2019 with one of the most divisive finales in history?
Game of Thrones? Mm.
2-2. Question number three. This actress says she gets more action from The White Lotus than she did from American Pie. She said, people are really sad about Tanya falling off of a boat. Cute guys come up to me all the time. Who is she?
They're trying to kill me. Jennifer Coolidge.
We are tied at three. Question number four. Can you tell me which female rapper released the album Invasion of Privacy?
I cannot.
That would be Cardi B. And question number five. Severance has been renewed for a third season. Who is its lead actor?
Adam Scott?
That is correct.
That's his name.
That's his name.
He'll always be Ben from Parks and Rec to me. Loves calzones.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Matt, you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets. Kylie Minogue, April 9th at the TD Garden. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com. You will be saving that money. You got those Kylie Minogue tickets for free, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, you're very welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Matt?
I am Matt from Southboro, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
What'd you get into over the weekend? 617-655-1234. We'd love to hear all the things that you get into. It's usually more interesting than anything that we do, to be honest with you. We're kind of homebodies, so like to go to bed early.
This makes for exciting radio.
617-655-1234. You can call or text the number. Share with us what you got into over the weekend. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, I'm here in our nation's capital, taking care of Mr. X, and I didn't really do very much, just did the taking care of. I did, however, on Friday, once I left the studios, I wanted to go see a couple of things. I wanted to go down to the Tidal Basin because cherry blossoms are just starting to bloom here, which is so beautiful. And I took one of those little scooters, and then I decided I wanted to go to the zoo because they have pandas here now that are new. And so I took the scooter, and I completely wiped out. Like,
oh, Kennedy, I love you, but you're dangerous on four wheels.
Not wrong, but I did really well up until this point. It was really funny. I saw the tree trunk coming out over the sidewalk, and I was like, brain, tell hands to hit the brakes. Mm-hmm. And I watched my body not do it. It was really wild. It was like being outside looking in. Like, why are you not doing what I'm asking of you? But I'm doing all right.
Is there any threshold to be able to rent a scooter, or as long as you have a debit card, that's it?
As long as you have a way to pay for it, it is all.
They don't care any experience or age or safety equipment.
You got enough fingers to hit the gas and the brake, you're good.
Nah. Pretty much. I mean, like I say, they only go 11 miles an hour. They have a governor on them.
Right. And, that's fast enough to take you out if you hit a tree stump.
Are you okay? How was the wipeout?
I'm fine. It was messy because I was also carrying like my big bag around my shoulders and stuff. But but I'm fine. Geez. I'm just a little bruised, but I'm fine.
Right.
You know, I'm fine. We persist. There's way worse things that could have happened. I'm fine.
Oh, no, it could have been a lot worse. You're right about that.
Did you go to pick him up? And he was like, what happened to you? Do you need to be here as well?
No, I tried not to say anything. But then once I got him home or whatever, and I was like, I was favoring one leg over the other. He's like, what did you do? And I like showed my knee and it was pretty banged up. But it's all healed up now. I'm doing fine. Everything's fine. We'll be fine. Don't worry about
me. You're not the only one that came to work injured this morning. I threw out my back over the weekend. And I legit did pretty much nothing. I did play basketball Saturday morning, but I played basketball and I was fine. I think I threw out my back walking home. Like, I don't know if I stepped off the curb wrong, but all I know is I got to the house and I had to eat some ibuprofen. I was pretty much eating ibuprofen all weekend long. And
are you alternating ibuprofen with something else? You shouldn't eat it all by itself.
Beer.
You should alternate. No.
Are you supposed to alternate ibuprofen?
You should.
Yeah, you have two and then you have four. Anything. And then you have two, and then you have four. I don't know how any of that works. And you know,
we're not doctors here.
And you know, and I mentioned this earlier after the debacle of how I treated Lana when she was home sick. She was not in the compassionate caregiver mood.
How shocking.
It's funny how quickly that came
it's
back
just
to
weird.
Yeah. Yeah. but it gave us a chance to watch some great television over the weekend. We watched The Irishman. Which is
that's your whole weekend right there. That's 72 hours.
It was 3.5 hours long. It is so good. It is such a fantastic movie. I forgot how good the movie was. And then we finally started on season 3 of The White Lotus. And I gotta tell you, it is just wild. I don't even know what's happening yet. It doesn't seem like it's going anywhere, but then finally by episode 3 it finally starts to go somewhere. So a text from the 774 totally pegged Carson to have fallen off the scooter. Ha! Nope.
It's all right. It happens to the best of us.
Was you not know. Me.
It's okay.
It was not me. Poor Barrett had lacrosse practice on yesterday morning. And you remember how cold it was yesterday morning? I think it was like maybe...
Like 30 degrees?
Well, it was probably felt like 15 or 20 with the wind and all of that stuff. And he came back and he had purple hands. And we're like, that sucks. Take a shower. We got to go to church. All right.
Jesus doesn't care about your blood flow getting the pew.
From the 617. From the 617. I tripped and fell walking yesterday, and boy, concrete doesn't tickle.
It does not.
Let's see. From the 716. I was sick all weekend, so I just sat on my couch. I napped and binged watched The Handmaid's Tale in preparation for season 6 release. That is Michelle from Buffalo.
I've never seen
some
that
uplifting
show.
Uplifting stuff.
Right. Yeah. We all watch some very uplifting stuff over the weekend.
I feel like we're already in a dystopian future, so I don't need to watch it on TV.
All right. 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. What'd you get into over the weekend? We'll find out what producer Dan did. And again, if you want to share your 617-655-1234, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number into the studio. We want to know what you got into over the weekend, especially if it involves an injury. I threw out my back. Kennedy fell off a scooter. We're going to find out.
It's
what
all right. Everything's fine.
Did you make it to the Panda? Somebody wanted to know, Kennedy, in D.C. after the scooter accident?
I did. It was super crowded, so I just kind of... And that zoo is enormous, and it's on a giant hill, so if you know, you know. But, I literally ran in, saw the pandas, like, tried to get around all the kids and field trips that were there, and then turned around and went to the hospital. So I'd like to go back.
You didn't go to the hospital because of the scooter incident, though. You're going for Mr.
No, I went to the hospital to pick him up.
Yeah, I know. No. Just making sure people are going, oh, she had to go to the hospital?
No,
she just showed up to the hospital with her own scrapes and bruises.
I asked him if they had an ice pack. No, I'm kidding. I didn't do it.
Darlene's from Hopkinton and volunteered at something this weekend. What was it called? What was it about?
It was the Bell of the Ball. It's been going on for over 10 years. It was at Heinz Auditorium. And I was on the cheer squad. My friend that I went with was one of the personal shoppers, and they helped over 1,800 young women get dressed for proms and cotillions, and everything from alterations to these beautiful dresses to clutch purses.
I'm looking at their website. They have, since 2005, collected and cleaned 76,000 gowns for local students in need since the program started.
It was probably one of the most positive, like, emotionally positive thing. Like, because once they get fitted out with everything, they get brought out to this red carpet. They get professional pictures taken.
Right.
And, you know, the cheers. But, and it was every walk and make a girl from, you know, the 00 to, you know, the double whatever on right. The other end to the every demographic. You know, my favorite was this one Down syndrome girl who just rocked down the aisle.
Oh, that's just great.
You know, so proud. But it was such a positive. And a neat thing was that I ran into my best friend from college and her sister there volunteering. That everyone Aww. Just left feeling like positive.
Nothing feels better than when you're giving back.
I'll be back next. It was my first time, and I'll be back next year with more friends with me. I'll fill my car.
That's awesome.
Great deal. Thanks, Darlene.
Well, let us know about it so we can get it in the Good Vibe Tribe next year.
Corey from Medford went to a retirement party.
Like... Good morning, guys. Good morning. Yeah, one of my friends. It's his second retirement party because apparently the first time he retired just didn't take. And had a couple of guys buying me drinks.
Okay, stud.
Hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Talk your talk.
This is how we do it.
Did you tell them you were a married man, Corey?
Don't be silly. Of course not. They were buying me drinks.
That's my guy.
Good deal. Thanks,
Corey. There is an arrangement.
B-Sai from Gloucester. Went to a dance class on Friday night. How are we feeling?
Oh, man. I felt it in my hips, my knees. There was a lot of squatting in 3-inch stilettos, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I hate when that happens to me.
Get it, girl.
You threw your back out walking.
I did.
In that class.
I know. You imagine Kennedy and I in that class? We'd be a mess.
Speak for yourself. I would be just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as she's not on a scooter in the class, she's good.
Exactly.
Anything else? Is that it?
Yeah, I watched Wicked. I know nothing about Wicked. I'm not a theater girl. Shocker. And,
did that blow your mind?
And,
did it blow your mind?
Well, so I feel like I could have used less hour of character development and just used the last hour, you know, other than that.
Was Cynthia Erivo's performance transcendent?
Hold on.
We all talked about this.
Oh, Cynthia Erivo was robbed at the Oscars. I will tell you that. Mm-hmm. Like, she was absolutely robbed of her EGOT. I love Cynthia Erivo. But she was absolutely 100% robbed.
I'm just still confused by the whole
thing. She was amazing.
I thought she was the Wicked Witch of the West, and then she ended up being a good person. Very confusing to me.
Carson, it will come around in the second half.
And it's I haven't seen the second half yet.
Written by a different human.
Melissa's from Weymouth. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. What did you ride this weekend?
I rode the Cog Railway, which goes up the side of Mount Washington. Right now, they're only running like their winter season, so we only went up about 4,000 feet, but it was still pretty cool. It's the technology that they use on roller coasters, so you get that kind of like bumpy feel going up the hill. It was really amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
How long does it take you to get to the top? I don't think I've done that yet.
To the top, they said, was about an hour. Our ride was probably like 30 minutes, if that. But it's really neat because they bring you up and then they let you out and you kind of like enjoy the view and roast some marshmallows or hot dogs and then you get back in and come back down. It was really cool.
How cold was it halfway up the mountain?
That sounds really fun.
It was fun. It wasn't too bad. We thought there was going to be like a significant temperature difference. It was probably like 30 degrees, mm-hmm. but it felt a lot colder.
They have a bar on this thing?
No, they don't, but they did offer complimentary hot coffee and hot cocoa. Mm.
All right, bring a little Bailey's.
I was
going
to say, bring your own. BYOB of Mount Washington.
It is really cool, though. Yeah, it was really awesome, though. For people who don't want to like hike or drive it, this was like a great alternative. So
very cool.
Check it out.
All right, thanks, Melissa. How about you, producer Dan?
So Friday night, we stayed in and we watched the new Venom movie that's on Netflix, the third one that ends the trilogy.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I didn't like any of the Venom movies yet. I watched all three. Yeah.
I thought they got progressively worse as they went. Like, the first one was great, and then it got...
The third one just felt
like there was kind of lazy writing. And
the voice was just always so weird to me. I just could not detach from the two voices talking to each other.
I love Tom Hardy. I thought his performance was awesome, and I liked the Venom back and forth stuff, but it just... I wanted to like it so bad, and I didn't. And then Saturday, I was in your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah?
I hit Charlestown up. We went to Urban Wild.
Okay.
I had never been there before.
It's a cool spot.
That place is cool as hell, hashtag not an ad.
Yep.
Like, we walked in there. There's, like, a bowling alley on one side, and then you walk in, and there's all, like, a huge spot to drink, and then there's a patio out back with, like, games at, like, cornhole, ping pong, all kinds
so
of stuff.
So were you there later at night? Because it's 21 plus after a certain time.
I met Kaylee and her friends there at, like, 4.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, what's nice is they if you want a place like that, like, later after 8, 9 o'clock or something.
Oh, no, we were in bed by 9:30.
Yeah, I got you.
But it was, like, a March Madness day, so Arkansas beat St. John's, and there was a guy on the mic going, if there's an upset, everybody gets free French fries.
Really?
And the entire bar hated St. John's for the rest of the game. And then there was like this kid who was like the director of fun over there with a microphone.
Right.
And they were doing prizes at halftime.
Okay.
So they brought one of Kaylee's friends up to do halftime hot shots.
Which is
where they give you like a Nerf ball and like a little tiny basketball. basketball hoop.
Right.
And they give you three shots, and if you hit it, you win a prize. And everybody was watching her, and she didn't hit it, but she got the prize anyways.
Oh, okay.
And then
sounds like our show.
I think the kid pulled her up because he had a bit of a crush on her.
Oh,
hey.
So then, at the end of the night, they did exchange numbers.
No.
Yes.
Okay, then.
And then shortly after that, we found out that he was only 23 years old.
Too young for her?
A little bit.
Okay.
But you never know.
Shot.
You never know.
She couldn't. He did.
You don't have to get married. You could just go out for dinner. It's fine.
He has access to free French fries. What is she doing?
He has a very cool job.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Paul from Beverly.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good, good.
Paul, will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Also, your son is in the car?
Yes. What's his name is Birch, and we're on our... Yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
His name's Birch, and we're headed up to Pat's Peak to do a day of skiing.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, is Birch playing hooky today?
No, his teachers have a professional development day where he goes to school, so he's got the day off.
There you go.
And a ski trip with Dad for the day. That's awesome.
Is Dad playing hooky today?
All right, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is no longer in the studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. Snow White won the box office this weekend, but with a disappointing $43 million. Finish the line from Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Blank.
Who's the fairest of them all?
A legendary boxer died Friday. He was 76. Mike Tyson put out a message saying his contribution to boxing and beyond will never be forgotten, but he's probably now more famous for his grill than his work in the ring. Who is he?
George Foreman.
Ralph Macchio says he had talks with writers about a possible My Cousin Vinny sequel. Macchio just starred on which hit Netflix series, which wrapped its sixth and final season in February?
Oh, man. Not a Netflix guy.
All right. Question number four. The Jonas Brothers have announced the dates of their upcoming 20th anniversary tour. It kicks off August 10th at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. When the Joe Bros split up, Joe started his own band, and they even had a hit song called Cake by the Ocean. Name the band.
Pass.
All right, and question number five. The season finale of The Bachelor airs at 8 p.m. on ABC. What is it called on The Bachelor when near the end of the season the few remaining contestants get a chance to choose to stay in a suite separately from The Bachelor or spend the night in a room together without cameras? What do they call that?
Oh, my God. The final rose suite. I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! Not a bachelor guy, huh?
No, apparently not a bachelor guy. Hey, Birch, how do you think your dad did? How many did he get right?
I think about two.
You think about two?
I didn't write enough questions about shredding fresh pow pow.
Right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Paul got two.
Well done.
Birch was dead on. All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
You got it.
Snow White won the box office this weekend, but with a disappointing $43 million. Finished a line from Snow White. Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Who's the fairest of them all?
Tied at one. A legendary boxer died Friday. He was 76, and Mike Tyson said his contribution to boxing and beyond will never be forgotten. But he's probably now more famous for his grill than his work in the ring. Who is he?
George Foreman.
Go ahead.
I said his legacy will live on because he has about 12 kids, also named George Foreman.
Yeah, there's a really funny bit that a comedian does about the George Foreman grill and how when they went to design it, they tried to give him all these great ideas, like maybe an on-off switch. And George's like, nope. Tied to two, question number three. Ralph Macchio says he had talks with writers about a possible My Cousin Vinny sequel. Macchio just starred on which hit Netflix series, which wrapped up its sixth and final season in February?
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai is it. 3-2. The Jonas Brothers have announced the dates for their upcoming 20th anniversary tour. It kicks off August 10th at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. And yes, they will be playing at Fenway Park. When the Joe Bros split, Joe started his own band and even had a hit with the song Cake by the Ocean. Name the band.
DNCE.
DNCE is right. 4-2. And question number five, the season finale of The Bachelor airs at 8 p.m. on ABC. What is it called in The Bachelor when near the end of the season, the few remaining contestants get a chance to choose to stay in a suite separately from The Bachelor or spend the night in a room together without cameras? What do they call that?
Fantasy suite.
It is the fantasy suites, correct. Well, maybe when you come off the mountain tonight, Paul, you and Birch can watch some old episodes of The Bachelor and get caught up.
We'll see.
He's like, yeah.
One of the two girls left is from like Newton or something.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. 5-2 is the final score. Paul, I'm sorry you and Birch don't get the win, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. Have a great day today up on the mountain, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Birch and Paul from Beverly, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. And I know it has been living in your brain all weekend long. Townie Madness. People have been texting in and DMing and calling in and wanting to know who is it that will be crowned with Boston's best accent. It is time to find out.
It's Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness, kid. Here are your no eyes to be seen 16. Like butter.
Whatever.
This is the No R's to be seen 16.
No R's to be seen 16.
What'd I say? Oh, no R's.
No R's to be seen?
No R's.
We're not pirates.
No R's. We are going to announce everybody that is in the No R's to be seen 16. And then, Kennedy, we have some audio.
Let's go.
Yes. All right, let me run through the seating here. We're still on the seating first. Do you have the list in front of you, Kennedy?
Yep.
Do you want to run through the seating?
Sure. Okay, sure. So the No R's to be seen 16, and the way this works is we have everything up at mix1041.com. You can click through, and voting is now open. Plus, we ask everybody to say the same sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go in, you click on their name, and you can listen to their sentence. So you can listen to everybody's stuff. So here we got Mark from Revere. Up against Stacy from Worcester. I really feel like Dan should read these.
Worcester.
Tracy from New Bedford is up against David from Dorchester.
Dan, you want to take a few? Do you have the list in front of you?
Yeah, we got Michelle from Drake going up against Brian from Swampscott.
Thank you, Dan.
Beep Dennis from Charlestown called you a carpetbagger.
He is from Eastie. He left the city a long time ago.
Called you a carpetbagger.
For the suburbs of Eastie.
He's going up against Michaela from Boston.
Yes.
And then the right side of our bracket. We got Donnie from Boston going up against Danielle from Marshfield.
Yes.
Lisa from Easton going up against Johnny from Eastie.
Okay.
Blueberry Pie, if you do recall.
Yes.
And Blueberry Pie.
We got Dave from Roslindale going up against B-Sci from Gloucester.
Okay.
And we have one more that I do not have on my list.
Is that Lisa from Randolph?
Gina from Dorchester.
Go ahead.
Gina and Jennifer.
Gina and Jennifer, okay. All right, let me play you some audio. So what we're going to do is, like I said, we've asked everybody that's going to be competing to send us some audio, and we're actually having them, as Kennedy said, reading the exact same statement.
As like a control.
Exactly. So we're going to start first. This is Mark from Revere.
Kennedy! Carson! What's up? It's Mark from Revere. Listen, I was just coming back from Dunk's. I have my large iced coffee, regular, like I do all winter. I look up, and I swear to God, it's Gronk, kid. He's chilling at the Barking Crab in a Pat's hoodie, smashing a lobster roll like it was no big deal. Carson, kid, I told ya, We should have went for lobster.
All right. So that is Mark from Revere up against Stacy from Worcester.
Hey, Kasten and Kennedy. This is Stacy from Worcester. I was coming back from the dunks with my normal large ice regular like I do, and I swear I saw Gronk at the Bakken Crab yesterday. Just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
So we made sure to write the most Boston phrase of all time for them to read.
Yes.
100%. It's so good.
All right. So this next bracket is Tracy from New Bedford.
New Bedford.
Hey, Kasten and Kennedy. This is Tracy from New Bedford. I was coming back from the dunks with my normal large ice regular, like I do, and I swear I saw the Gronk at the Bakken Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll, like it was no big deal.
And not just Gronk, the Gronk.
And
the
Gronk. Tracy's up against David from Dorchester.
Hey, Kasten and Kennedy, this is David from Dorchester. I was coming back from the dunks with my normal large ice regular like I do, and I swear I saw Gronk at the Bakken Crab yesterday, just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it was no big deal.
Oh, I'm enjoying these.
We got some good ones.
So good.
I can listen to these all morning long. Let's do one more. I got one more. I got Michelle from Draket.
Hey, Kasten and Kennedy. It's Michelle Baker from Draket, but I'm originally from Somerville. But I'm calling to tell you what happened to me yesterday. I was leaving Dunks with my normal large iced coffee regular, like I do every day, and I swear to God, I saw Gronk at the Bakken Crab. He was just chilling in a Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll, like it was no big deal. I was like, no, sir.
No, sir.
Let's see.
That's my favorite.
She is going up against Brian from Swampscott.
Hey, yo, Kasten, Kennedy, it's your boy Brian from Swampscott. So I was coming back from Dunkies with my normal, large, regular ice, like I do, and I swear, I saw Gronk at the Bakken Crab yesterday, kid. He's just chilling in his Pat's hoodie, grabbing a lobster roll like it's no big deal.
We got some contenders in this bracket.
This is pretty good.
To make it their own.
Yeah, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. Okay, so this is Townie Madness. If you go to mix1041.com right now, you will see Townie Madness right on the front page. Click in there, go in, and vote. You can listen to the audio from everybody that is in there. And then what is our plan, Kennedy? When will we wrap up the No Oz to Be Seen 16?
Okay, so this goes through Wednesday at midnight.
Okay.
So you've got a few days to get out there and vote if you are one of these people and you want to get the word out, or if you want to support your hometown or the person you like the best.
Right.
We would love it. So vote early, vote often. And then on Thursday morning, we will announce our accented eight.
All right. Do that at mix1041.com. We want you to get involved with Townie Madness in our search to find Boston's best accent. Again, you can vote right now. Go to mix1041.com.
Kasten and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So all my Joe Bro people out there, I have news for you. They have confirmed they're kicking off their 20th anniversary, Jonas 20, Living the Dream Tour this summer. They stopped by Good Morning America on Friday to reveal they're staying true to their roots. When it starts, here's what they had to say about their home state.
We're doing Jonas Con at the American Dream in Jersey.
Awesome.
Which is right across the street from a venue we always dreamed of playing. So our tour, which is going to be called Jonas 20, Living the Dream, the tour, will kick off on August 10th at MetLife Stadium.
And they will do a whole bunch of dates. They will be at Fenway Park on August 23rd and August 14th at Mohegan Sun.
Hmm.
And tickets go on sale Thursday at 10 a.m. And Marshmallow, All American Rejects, and Boys Like Girls will be on the ticket with them.
Jeez, that'll be a good show at Fenway.
Mm-hmm. I like the All American Rejects a lot, actually.
Right, right.
And then they're going to do, like, Nick will do his stuff, DNCE will do their stuff, Joe will do his stuff.
Right.
They'll do all of it. So there you go, kids.
I wonder if they left a date after that for a couple of nights at Fenway, because I feel like they could, with that lineup and their 20th anniversary, that's going to
suck. It is a pretty tight schedule. I'm not going to lie here. Mm-hmm. They play, well, there is the 23rd, they play Fenway, the 26th, they play Wrigley.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some time in there.
Yeah. It sounds like they might have left.
But it's a pretty tight packed schedule, there you have it, my friends. Tiger Woods has a new lady.
Yes, he does.
Is Vanessa Trump.
This is wild.
He posted on X, making a hard launch, saying, "Love is in the air, and life is better with you by my side," along with photos of Vanessa, who is Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife. They share 5 kids together. He said, "We look forward to our journey through life together. At this time, we'd appreciate privacy to all those close to our hearts."
So a couple of things, if I may, Kennedy.
Go on.
First of all, this woman, she's in her like late 40s and has 5 kids. And I swear, when he posted the picture and I saw this woman, I was like, why is he dating a girl that looks like she's in her like early 20s?
Well, good for her.
No, they're just 2 years apart, the two of them.
I know. I had to go because I was like, man, here we go again. Another older guy dating a younger girl. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh, my God, they are the exact same age. She looks fantastic. She really does. But this has got to be. This is a crazy, crazy story.
Tiger Woods makes interesting choices in his dating life. Can't you just date someone who works in marketing or insurance?
Well, he did. He dated the woman who worked that he met at Applebee's, like near his house or something. Oh, remember that?
He met a lot of women in Applebee's and Denny's parking lot.
No,
I don't know
Denny's.
How many of them were dating.
That was Denny's, not Applebee's.
Don't besmirch the good name of Applebee's and their Dollaritas.
And what was the thing at the end of the thing? Please respect our privacy, but we just posted this on social media for all the world to know.
I think that they wanted to put out there because there were so many rumors floating around, like in the past couple weeks, everywhere I go, I've seen it, and they just wanted to be like, yes, yes, it's happening, but it's none of your business. Yeah, so there you go.
Crazy kids are in love. Who are we to judge?
I mean, seriously, if that brings you joy, it brings you joy. And Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal are in the Broadway production of Othello at the Barrymore Theater, and it opened last night, and it broke all kinds of records. It is a limited 15-week run, and it broke all the records for the top grossing play in Broadway history, full stop.
That's it. They said the scalpers were getting thousands of dollars for like the terrible seats in the very back.
There really aren't terrible seats in a Broadway theater. I'm just going to say that they're kind of small. But that said, I would pay any amount of money to see this. So Denzel plays Othello, Jake plays Iago. And so who was sitting down opening night? Well, former President Joe Biden, First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, Jennifer Lopez and her kids, Anna Wintour, Rosie Perez, Sherry Shepherd, Nicole Scherzinger, Al Roker, Cynthia Nixon, Jamie Lee Curtis, Angela Bassett, Spike Lee, blah, 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 and on and on and on and on. So I'm going to try and sneak in there in the next 15 weeks and see if I can't see it, because it is a wonderful show.
I cannot believe they're only going to do 15 weeks. They are printing.
That's the way that they do these things.
They
probably already have, you know, stuff that they're scheduled to do movie-wise and this, that, and the other thing.
But when they back up the Brinks truck to the theater, everybody finds some time.
Part of why it's so expensive is because it's also a limited run, too.
Right.
Yeah.
They'll find a few shows.
It's a tremendous amount of work. And to say that they're making all the money is not, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you get back in on Broadway. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but you do you. And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gambit Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Diane from Boxborough.
Good morning, Diane.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
Good, good.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Diane?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So we've got 5
Thank you. You too.
Pop culture trivia questions, Diane. You answer more of them correctly than Kennedy. You're going to win the $100. If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. That's just the way it works. And Kennedy can no longer hear what is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you.
Today is National Cheesecake Day. Which city is known for their cheesecakes? What?
Cheese steak.
What did I say?
Cheesecake.
Oh, sorry.
That's a very different question.
Today is National Cheese Steak Day. Which city is known for their cheese steaks?
Philadelphia.
Meghan Trainor stunned fans with her dramatic weight loss in a recent photo shoot. In Meghan's breakout song, she sings, "Yeah, it's pretty clear I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do." Name that song.
All about that bass.
Question number three. Jim Parsons turning 52 today. He played Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory. His character even got a spinoff series where Jim narrates the show. What is the spinoff called?
Oh, crap. Wait a sec. Big Bang Theory. Oh, no.
That's
wait,
all right.
Jim Parsons. yeah. I don't know. Can I guess? Can I throw something up? The Gong Show.
That's showing our age. Question number four. 2 years ago today, Reese Witherspoon announced she was divorcing her second husband, Jim Toth, just 2 days before what would have been their 12th wedding anniversary. Who was Reese's first husband she shares her kids with?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Ryan.
Yep.
Ryan?
Yep.
Ryan?
Yep.
Oh, God. Where is my kid? She would know. Ryan...
You're so close.
Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest. Out.
It's not. I know.
Question number five. Taylor Swift returned from a social media hiatus to say how good the new Selena Gomez Benny Blanco album is. What is the name of the new Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco album?
Ah, crap.
Yeah.
Love.
That's not bad.
I didn't expect you to reference the Gong Show and know the new Selena album.
Right. All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Now, Diane, I understand that you're on your way to, home to practice your flute, and this is what you do professionally?
Yeah, I just walked in the door. I dropped my kid off at school, and now I'm going to practice.
All right, where do you flute professionally?
Well, I'm a freelancer, so I kind of dabble everywhere. I play in the Boston Philharmonic. Oh. I played in the Portland Symphony a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
I played Andrea Bocelli's concert in December.
Dang.
Well, that's... Oh, my God.
So you flute.
Yeah. I'm not getting rich doing it, but let me tell you, it's the most joyful profession. I'm so happy doing it, so that's all
so
I can
cool.
hope for.
Mm. Are flutes expensive? I was always curious.
They're quite a range. I mean, you can get one for $70 and you can get one for $100,000.
Oh.
Mine's made of gold, so I had to get a loan to pay for that one, but I own it now.
Obviously,
it's mine.
It's made of gold. Yes. Yes, queen.
All right. Diane with her gold flute, Kennedy, got 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
In my rental apartment, but yeah.
Same girl, same.
Relatable concept.
As long as your heart is full.
All right, here we
your
go, Kennedy.
Your bank account doesn't have to be.
These are tough. Today is National Cheesesteak Day, Kennedy. Which city is known for their cheesesteaks?
Philadelphia.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Meghan Trainor stunned fans with her dramatic weight loss in a recent photo shoot. In Meghan's breakout single, she sings, "Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do." Name that song.
All About That Bass.
Excellent rendition, Carson.
Thank you. Tied at 2. Jim Parsons, 52 today, played Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory. His character even got a spinoff where Jim narrates the show. What is the spinoff called?
Young Sheldon,
3-2.
It wasn't the Gong Show. Crap.
It was not the Gong Show. So close. Question number 4. 2 years ago today, Reese Witherspoon announced that she was divorcing her second husband, Jim Toth, just days before what would have been their 12th wedding anniversary. Who was Reese's first husband she shares her kids with?
Ryan Phillippe.
Yes, not Ryan Gosling.
Oh, do I get half a point? I should get half a point at least, right? For first name.
Okay, you can have half a point. 4-2.5. Question number 5. Taylor Swift returned from a social media hiatus to say how good the new Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco album is. What is the name of that album?
Something about being in love, I think. I'm not going to get it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I said I love you first.
Yeah.
4-2 is the final. Oh, sorry. 4-2.5.
That's all right. Very well done.
Is the final score.
4.5.
That's it.
Kennedy gets a win. Diane, I'm sorry you don't get the cash this morning, but you were a delight to have on the show.
What's new?
And none of us will ever share the stage with Andrea Bocelli.
No.
So.
Call us back and play us a song one day.
I will.
All right, Diane, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
I love you guys. Listen to you every day.
I'm Diane from Boxborough, and I can't be Kennedy again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Lexi from Manchester.
Hi, Lexi.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Lexi? Let's do it.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right, there goes Kennedy. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000.
$1,000.
How's that sound, Lexi?
It would be very helpful.
I understand you're going to be picking out cribs later today. Might make your choice a little bit different with $1,000.
It might. It very much might.
You get the splurge. You get the crib with the flat screen TV built in.
Yeah, the ultra deluxe crib-o-matic 3000.
Yes. All right, here we go. Kennedy's gone. Question number one. GQ has ranked Tom Hanks' 10 best movies. Toy Story 3 was third. Sleepless in Seattle was second. And Forrest Gump was first. The author of the Forrest Gump book actually wanted the male star from Roseanne, the TV show, in the lead role because the character in the book was 6'6 and 240 pounds. Who was the actor from Roseanne?
Oh my goodness, what is his name?
Didn't answer.
I don't think I'm going to get it.
All right.
Yeah, question number two. I am glad they didn't cast him. That would have been a very different movie.
Vanna White says she has worn more than 8,000 gowns on her TV show. What show is she on?
She is on Wheel of Fortune.
Question number three.
No, she's not. She's on the panel one. Whatever. Wheel of Fortune.
You're good. Don't doubt yourself. Okay. You're great.
Yeah.
Lexi, can you tell me which legendary guitarist is known for the song Purple Haze?
Jimi Hendrix.
Question number four. Which Disney Channel series starred Hilary Duff as a middle schooler with an animated alter ego?
Lizzie McGuire.
And question number five. Can you tell me which singer had a virtual Saturday Night Live performance in 2020 where she smashed her own guitar on stage?
I think that was Miley Cyrus.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. Where's my button?
Kennedy!
Hello.
That was pretty good. All right, Kennedy, welcome back. Lexi,
hi.
Who has her grandmother coming over for brunch, and they're going to pick out cribs today. Got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
Do you need multiple cribs? You having twins? You having triplets?
Yeah, just looking at one crib.
All right, life pro tip. When we bought Barrett's crib, we bought the crib that went from like a crib to like a play thing to a day bed to a single bed.
Yeah.
And he is 14 years old and we are still using that same set.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's got teeth marks on the headboard.
Character. It's character building.
But it's the same set. We paid a little extra, and we have the same set 14 years later. Life pro tip. All right. Did I say she got 3 out of 5 right, Kennedy? Did I say these are tough?
You did, sir.
All right. Let's do it.
You did, sir.
GQ has ranked Tom Hanks' 10 best movies. Toy Story 3 was third. Sleepless in Seattle was second. And Forrest Gump was first. Interesting story. The author of Forrest Gump, the book, actually wanted the male star from the Roseanne TV show in the lead role because the character was 6'6 and 240 pounds in the book. Name the actor from Roseanne.
John Goodman?
That is correct.
I can't picture him as the star running back for Alabama.
Neither can I.
1-0. Question number two. Vanna White says she's worn more than 8,000 gowns on her TV show. Name that show.
Wheel of Fortune.
2-1. Question number three. Which legendary guitarist is known for the song Purple Haze?
Jimi Hendrix.
3-2. Question number 4. Can you tell me which Disney Channel series starred Hilary Duff as a middle schooler with an animated alter ego?
Lizzie McGuire?
Good guess, Kennedy. 4-3. And question number 5. Can you tell me which singer had a viral Saturday Night Live performance in 2020 where she smashed her own guitar on stage?
Oh, Phoebe Bridgers.
It was Phoebe Bridgers. Wow.
I remember that because it didn't go well for her.
Yes.
It just didn't have the oomph behind it.
Yeah, it was it wasn't really a smash. It was just like
it looked like a really heavy guitar is what it looked like.
You don't want to lightly dent it if you're trying to be rock and roll.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you got to go all in.
Light it on fire.
Right, exactly. So 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Lexi, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning.
We do.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Tell Grandma we say hi.
Yep. When are you expecting?
I will. This summer, August.
Nice. Aww. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Lexi?
My name is Lexi from Manchester, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.